This is Scott Peterson with C-SPAN, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. This is a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to episode number 85 of Speaking of History, being recorded on May 24th, 2007. Well, earlier this week, I was up in Lincoln, Nebraska, attending a Time Warner Spotlight on Education event, and they were fortunate enough to have the C-SPAN bus out front. So before we had the festivities for the evening, people were able to go onto the bus and talk to different representatives from C-SPAN and see the inside of the bus. And if you've seen the big yellow C-SPAN bus, it's now a different color. They have a wrap that they've put around the outside of the C-SPAN bus. It's kind of like an American flag type image, and it's got the White House on it, and it kind of fades into blue, and it says Campaign 2008. So it has a little bit different look to it, but it's still the same bus that they had with the yellow bus. They can still broadcast. They can still do a lot of almost like mobile type of broadcasting things from the bus, but it's really cool. So I was able to sit down with Scott Peterson and talk a little bit about the Campaign 2008 C-SPAN bus.
All right, well, I'm here in the C-SPAN bus with Scott Peterson. And if you've seen the C-SPAN bus out in about the last couple of years, it's a little bit different this year. Can you tell us what's different about the 2008 election bus?
Well, first off, it physically looks different. It is now no longer yellow, no longer says big C-SPAN school bus on the side. It is now one big American flag rolling down the street, and you can't miss it. We also did some minor renovations inside, but really the biggest change to this bus is its purpose. And right now, this bus, because the 2008 presidential race is going to be such a big historic event. Obviously, media coverage on this presidential race has started earlier than it has ever happened in the past. And now with this bus, it gives us a opportunity to not just follow the campaign, but teach about the campaign. Go around the schools and to get kids maybe just beyond interested. Get them active in the campaign. I know earlier today, I was talking to some students who are grads, juniors, seniors, and I told them, I said, you live here in Lincoln, Nebraska. I mean, you're close to Iowa. If there's any of these candidates that you want to work for, you can do nice weekend trips over to Iowa, and you'll be able to meet people from all around the country coming in. You'll be able to make great contacts for whatever type of business you want to do. So I think that the bus, between our work with teachers and our work with students, we're really going to try to gear up the country, not just to be interested, once again, in 2008, but be educated about the presidential campaign in 2008.
Obviously, if you're on the C-SPAN bus, you're probably a political junkie. I mean, you love this stuff. I was talking to some of my 8th graders the other day, and I think a lot of my 8th graders believe that the election is actually next fall, since there's so much coverage ready. Do you think that with the coverage starting so early that part of America might get kind of, I'm going to say bored, but kind of overdone with all the coverage so early?
No, I highly doubt that. I mean, everyone knows what's at stake. And this is why, I mean, remember, the media itself would not have so much coverage on this if there wasn't an appetite for it. The stories about, the candidates, getting to know all these candidates. Remember, it's starting early. What's so bad about that? It means that maybe some people might get bored of, maybe hearing about the front runners. But now it gives them an opportunity to learn about all these other people that run for president. Which a lot of times, when it comes to presidential campaigns, you only do hear the three or four people. But now you have a chance to get to know Dennis Kucinich, or Tom Tancredo.
So how long has this bus been out on the road with this type of theme?
This has actually been out since, I believe, February. It was over around Christmas, January. It went through its quick renovation, so now it's out and about, and it'll be rolling like this since till November of 2008.
So if a history teacher or government teacher is listening to this right now, how can they get involved with the C-SPAN bus without actually physically maybe being on the bus?
Obviously, it's campaignbus.org. Is the website for the bus, or obviously for any teacher. You want to go to C-SPAN C-SPAN and I Classroom.org. That is the website to start at and to learn as much as you possibly, to get just resources. Remember, we have more resources than are asked for. And the more teachers that can kind of find us in the next years, you're going to be able to teach this presidential election with so many opportunities behind you, whether it be through our network or even through other cable channels and stuff, or just in terms of cable in the classroom, that you'll be able to do fantastic stuff with your students. And I think by fall of next year, fall of 2008, you're going to see, a whole sort of generation of students that are going to be more interested in politics than ever before.
So do you know your itinerary for, like, the next year? Like, how many states you're going to be in, or cities, or...?
It'll be all over the country. I know we'll clear 40 states in the next year, between now and 2008, easily 40 states. So, yes, the bus is always rolling, and it's always the priority to C-SPAN to get all around the country. We don't like to skip a state. There's no states that are more important than others. Obviously when it comes to, in 2008, of course we're going to be in New Hampshire and we're going to be in Iowa and the states that are going to be following the campaign trail around. But, we're going to try to get as many places as we can. We know that, whether it be Montana or Maine, every student is the same, and we want them to learn as much as they can about, their federal government.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So there you have my interview with Scott Peterson on board the C-SPAN Campaign 2008 election bus, and that was when it was in Lincoln, Nebraska. And like he mentioned, they're going to be rolling through a lot of different states and a lot of different cities. So if you do happen to see the schedule and it's coming to your town, I would definitely encourage you to go and encourage your students to go see the bus. C-SPAN has some great coverage on the 2008 election. If you happen to watch at 6:30 on Sunday nights, that's 6:30 Eastern time, they have a special each week called Road to the White House, so you can get some great coverage and kind of a wrap-up of what's happened each week in the campaign. And then I'll also include on the show notes some of the links that he mentioned, both the C-SPAN link and then also the actual campaign bus. They have kind of a private link, or a separate link, actually, for the bus. And so I'll include both of those in the show notes. And then, again, I've mentioned this a couple times on some previous podcasts, but if you're looking for a way for your students to become involved in the election process, or if you're teaching the election process, Cable in the Classroom has a great online simulation called Elections, and I'll include that link also in the show notes. But it's a great online simulation that allows you to play a flash animated game, either as a one-player or a two-player game, and it goes pretty into details about the election. For example, you have to set up what you strongly believe in as far as issues. You have to come up with a platform, and then it's kind of like a interactive board game that happens, and you basically roll a die and you move along the board, but then things happen on each turn where you have to decide how you're going to react to it. So, for example, maybe one of the situations is your opponent has a gambling problem that's revealed. And, how do you handle that in the press? Do you talk about it? Do you not talk about it? Do you ignore it? And then also with each turn, you have to decide where you're going to spend your money and where you're going to campaign. And it shows you the Electoral College map and tells you if you're ahead or behind in those individual states. And then you have to decide where you're going to put your resources. So my students have used it for the last, either 2 or 3 years. And I think they've actually just redone some of it so that it fits really well with the 2008 topics that are hot right now in the news. But my students learn a lot from that online simulation, and especially if you're trying to teach the election process, the presidential election process, in an off year when there's not an election, this is a way to really generate some interest. And like I said, my students have really enjoyed it. So go ahead and check that out, and that'll be a great thing for you to use next year and then also in 2008 as the presidential election nears. Well, if you have any comments about this podcast, as always, I'd encourage you to go to the actual website or the blog. That's at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and you can go ahead and leave a comment to this particular blog entry. Or if you'd like to email me directly, you can reach me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Well, that'll wrap it up for tonight. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes.
Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.